This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is The Bird Show.
Sometimes I think I have great radio instincts. I like to trust those radio instincts.
Well, you're in the Hall of Fame for a reason.
I'm not a national one yet.
Well, the Georgia one.
But you know what? Sometimes I do like to run ideas by non-radio people just to see how they would react as listeners, right? And I was really excited about this idea until I ran it by my test group of friends over the weekend, and three women said, absolutely not.
I can't wait to hear this.
They said it could be the most cringeworthy idea I've ever heard, and listening to the radio, I think I'd just be sitting there, so awkward, don't even think about it. I said, the first person said that, I'm like, you crazy. So I went to the second one. This was all at the party on Saturday night. And when she said it, then I went to the only sober person there. And I asked them, and they all three said the same thing.
Really? Even cringier than ugly babies?
No. Yes.
Wow.
But you probably don't remember this. Not as bad as your idea for next year's brackets, which we will not get into right now.
That wasn't my idea. That was your idea.
It was not my idea. Yes, that was your idea. It was not my idea. And we had people there that will verify that it was certainly idea. Okay. We'll tell you off the air.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We can't even suggest it on the air as a joke because people go, I'm never listening to you ever.
Okay.
All right, so the idea that I did have that I ran by, let me just, how should I best set this up? Okay, I'll just say it.
Yeah, say it to us exactly how you said it to the people at the party.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to say it to you, Abby, okay?
don't victimize me.
Okay, I'm going to say it to you, as though I was telling it at the party. Hey, you guys, what do you think about this idea?
Okay, Bert, tell us what your idea is.
So,
you're a Hall of Famer. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. Thanks, Bert.
You wouldn't know. You've been in this a long time.
Marconi.
I'm going to reveal what it is right in the beginning. So, my ex-wife, Stacy, has been telling me how difficult a time she's been having finding the right guys when she goes out on dates.
Tell me more.
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
All right. So she has gone out on a couple of different dates with dudes her age that she is not excited about. Let me just say that. Like, they seem like really nice guys. She's not said anything nasty about them. But my ex-wife I think we're similar in that we don't play to our age very well. So with Stacy, I believe it's going to take somebody a little bit younger than her to try to keep up with my ex-wife. So she's going out with these guys that are her age or a little bit older, and she's just not connecting at all. Just zero. Like,
it's too boring for her.
The conversations and the things that they are really into are laughable to her and laughable to me also. But also, they are things that people our age, normal people, are probably into.
Like what, knitting?
AARP?
No.
Stocks?
No, not even stocks and not AARP things, but just things. I don't even want to get into it because I haven't even asked her if I can run this by you guys.
Oh, well then.
So I don't want to.
This is great.
All right. I haven't even asked her about it. So my idea.
I can't look at her.
My idea was, I would handle all of this. Like, I would have Cassie or whomever do the website on it. But I thought I would like to bring her on.
Date my ex-wife?
Yeah.
I kind of love it.
Okay, so nobody knows her as far as romantically, at least a while ago, better than I do. I mean, we were married to each other. We were with each other over 20 years. I know what she likes, and I know what she's saying, and why we're sort of laughing when she's telling me these stories of guys that she's going out with who are super, super nice guys. But they just don't fit what Stacey likes. So I thought, all right, maybe she would be into coming on. And I've had 24 friends ask me before to come on the radio and set them up on dates, and I would never consider it at all. Zero. However, nobody knows my ex-wife romantically better than I do.
Now, granted, there's been a lot of, I think for the both of you, a lot of evolve, you know, and change in the past, because you all have been separated for a decade now.
But we have been, yes, but we know each other even now in our current states.
Yes, but you also know, like, I still think after you're married to, you were married to Stace for how long?
20 years.
You know somebody to their core, you know? So I love this idea.
Really?
Yes.
See, you guys are pros.
The only reason I think it works, because you've talked about this on air, is that your relationship with her seems to have hit a new level, like transcended back into friendship, where you're watching her dogs. Like, you, I think you said you wanted to take her out for dinner for her new job promotion thing. So because you've gone full cycle and now you're friends, I think it's great.
And she's got a great sense. You both have great senses of humor. So I think she would be like, she would be game. Yeah. She's like that.
That would be my only question. Would she actually do it?
Ooh. I don't know. I haven't even run a by her yet.
That's the thing.
Because I was so badly like flopped this weekend that I didn't even entertain the idea. But I'm like, wait a second. Let me run this by the pros that know. So if you guys are listening and would say, don't do it or do it, just real quick, 1-855-BIRD. So they also brought up, like, this might be really tough on the kids. Like, is it weird for their dad to be setting up their mom on dates with other dudes?
I don't think it is. The radio element and putting it all out there for public consumption would be, I think, more difficult for the kids than the actual setting up of your ex-spouse. I would want my parents, if they were divorced, to have that kind of relationship where they looked out for each other like that. It is the airing of the dirty laundry, so to speak, on the air, even though I don't consider this dirty laundry.
Yeah, I don't think it would be dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think you could kill two birds, one stone here, okay? Hear me out. She wants guys, or you're thinking guys who are a little younger would be able to keep up with her better.
Now, it could be guys her own age that just, I don't know any other word to use except are immature like she and I are.
So what if we got some of those guys and then we had them either battle it out, but it's Abby versus Stacey for the same guy?
I don't think that's in Abby's age range.
I mean, I was told to date older. So if Stacey's going younger and I'm going older, this might be the same dating pool.
As I sit here today, I wasn't even going to ask her until I got your guys' input. If you say, you know what, at least run it by her, then I will.
All right, let's take a vote. I vote yes.
Yes.
I think it could be a good bid. I vote yes.
Yeah, I need somebody else to suffer in their dating life. So let's get Stacey on board.
You have a unanimous vote here.
Again, though, we are in the same mindset. We're in the same industry, so while this might be good for us, it might not be good for Burt Show listener that would just be cringing through the whole thing. I thought it was kind of, I would want, as a kid, I would want to know that my dad is still looking out for my mom, even though they're still not together.
All right, give us 24 hours, all right? Myself, Cass, Mo, Abby, and let's come up with a list of the worst possible outcomes of this segment, okay? And then we will bring that to the table tomorrow, and then you can make a final decision to pitch it to Stacey.
In the meantime, over the next 24 hours, let me just see even if she would be into the idea before you waste your time.
Be honest, were you hoping we'd all say no so you wouldn't have to ask her?
No, I was hoping you guys would say yes because I really wanted to do this for her.
Hey, seriously, you have to call it Date My Ex-Wife.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's fine. All right, it's the Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.